Chapter 1. Arriving in Margrave. I was arrested in Eno's diner at 12 o'clock. I was eating eggs and drinking coffee, a late breakfast. I was wet and tired after a long walk in heavy rain. It was 14 miles from the highway to town. The police cars drove up fast, lights flashing. Two police officers jumped out of the first car and went to the back of the diner. Two more officers came toward the door, holding guns. There were only two old men and me in the diner. I knew that the police were here for me. I finished my eggs and put a $5 bill under my plate. One police officer stayed near the door, pointing his gun at my head. The other came toward me, also pointing a gun. "Hands up! Police!" he screamed as he got near me. They were doing everything right. I got up slowly and held out my hands. The officer by the door came over and put handcuffs on me. He was about my age, and his badge said Baker. The other guy's badge said Stevenson. Then the other officers came in from the kitchen and checked my pockets. "You're under arrest for murder," said Baker. "You don't have to say anything, but anything you say..." I said nothing. It was safer. Baker walked me to the door, and Stevenson kept his gun on me. Outside, they pushed me into the back of their car and drove into town. I looked out the window. This was Georgia, with tidy gardens, pretty buildings, a white church, and quiet roads. The sun was out now, and everything looked bright after the rain. I was under arrest for murder in a town that I didn't know. But I wasn't worried. It was a long time since I killed anyone. At the police station, Baker locked me in the interview room and came back with a woman officer carrying a camera and a number. Her badge said Roscoe. She had dark hair, great eyes. I held the number and the camera flashed. She took my fingerprints and left the room. After that, a fat guy with thin, dirty hair came in. "I'm Morrison, chief of police in Margrave," he said. "You're new in my town. A killer. A murderer. You're going to confess. And then you're going to jail for a long time." I said nothing. Morrison stood up slowly and walked out. Next, a tall black guy in a suit came in. He wasn't old, but there was gray in his hair. He sat down opposite me. "I'm Detective Finley." I knew from his voice that he wasn't from Georgia. Boston, maybe. "Let's start with your name, your address, and your date of birth," he said. "Jack Reacher," I said. "No address." I told him my date of birth. "Who was the guy with the shaved head?" he asked me. I didn't answer. "Tell me what happened," he said. I didn't know. I sat there without speaking. "What is pluribus?" Finley asked. "The United States motto," I said. E pluribus unum? Out of many comes one. What's this about? You know what it's about, he said. A body was found this morning at the Kleiner warehouses, by the highway Cloverleaf. Someone saw a man walking away just after 8 a.m. It was you. Very tall, blonde hair, wearing a long black coat, no bag. Okay, I said. I walked all the way from the highway into town this morning. I'm sure that lots of people saw me. It doesn't mean that I killed anyone. You have no ID, no address, and no story. Why? Where are you from? I don't have an address because I don't live anywhere. I don't come from anywhere. My dad was a soldier. I was born in Berlin. I went to school in 20 different countries, and then I became a soldier myself. Later, I went into the military police. At 36, I left. Right now, I'm just enjoying myself. Maybe I'll find something to do. Maybe I won't. When did you leave the military police? Finley asked. 6 months ago. In April, I said. Tell me about the last 24 hours, said Finley. I got on a bus in Tampa, Florida at midnight, I said. I got off at the highway Cloverleaf at 8 a.m. I walked into town. I had breakfast. Then you arrested me. Why did you come to Margrave? Do you have family here? He asked. No. I have a brother in Washington. He works for the Treasury. Why Margrave, then? Because of Blind Blake, I told him. Who? He was a guitar player who died here 60 years ago. My brother liked his music and wrote me about it when he was here in the spring on business. I could see that Finley thought this story was thin. He asked me lots more questions about my bus ticket, the driver, the other people on the bus, and about why I wasn't working. Then he asked, what did you do in the military police? I investigated murders, I told him.